infrastructure channel only solution that we announced at this event. So brand new, kind of hot off the presses. It delivers tier one storage, all your file services, as well as your information protection, all in one solution, all bundled together. We do that by combining the HP 3PAR StorServe 7000 series, and this comes with 7200 or 7400 with our 3830 file services. This is where we get the SMB, NFS, iSCSI, and our Store Once backup products. Right, this is federated, highly efficient dedupe backup product. It is, the dedupe mechanisms were invented out of HP Labs, so this is very proprietary. Gives you that federated deduplication of backup, so you can move that from a device, one device to another device without having to rehydrate that data. It is all bundled together. We do have a value-add file software that's for the 3PAR that we offer in that. And again, a channel-only play. We're really trying to simplify the configuration, significantly less configuration when you're putting these together for the partners to actually get them sold out. And that makes it much easier for us to win with a lot less effort. Questions? Deep dive?
Mr. Streetball, laid off.
You guys want a quick demo? I can take you through some of it.
Sure.
So what we'll do here, and this is actually just a remote desktop into my file services gateway. So we'll go through and we'll actually create storage for a file share, just a simple file share out on the network. And we're going to do that all through a single interface. Right, so in one spot, I'm going to actually create all the storage, get it presented out, and actually have it available to the host. And we'll see how simple that really is. So the first step is to select our storage pool. And this storage pool is going to represent the CPGs that I have configured on the array. Right, we have SMIS integration so that now the intelligence of the array is available through the interface here. Right, so I'm just going to select my CPG, select new virtual disk, and it's just going to walk me through the wizard. We'll give it a name. And I can put in a description. Now we have the ability to set the array policy for either fully provisioned or thin provisioned. The StorServe storage that we're using behind it is very optimized around thin provisioning. Thin provisioning was a design decision for this product from day one. It wasn't something that we bolted on with software after the fact or any of that. And it doesn't require dedicated resources for thin provisioning. The thin provisioning is actually done at an ASIC level, right? So we have zero detect built in at the ASIC, which makes it very, very efficient. So we're going to do everything thin provisioned. Now it's going to ask me from the volume level, do I want to do thin provisioning? So with the StorServe, StorEasy, thin provisioning that we have here gives us that volume level, sub-volume level deduplication, very, very efficient. So before we even put the data out there, we're going to actually dedupe it. We'll have that enabled. And with thin provisioning, with the SMIS integration, as a user goes out and deletes information from this file share, that information is automatically reclaimed back into the storage system with no user or no administrator interaction at all. As they delete it, it's actually freed up on the array. So, gone through, we're creating a new virtual disk. It is now going out to the array itself, creating the storage pool out there, presenting it to the host. Right? So I did not have to log into the array itself to get any of this work done. I'm just doing it through this interface. And then I'll go through, rescan, initialize the disk, update the host cache, at which point we'll launch into the volume wizard and actually put a volume on it.
Is this an interface that was custom built for this solution, or do you see this interface with any other?
So this is...
Looks like a server 2012.
Yes.
Yep.
So this is the file and service or file and storage services tab of ServerLink. Right, so in a Windows environment, everyone knows how to use that, right? But we're now using this interface to create all of this without even having to go in there, right? We built that intelligence in. Just gonna go through again, sign drive letter, all the standard stuff. I have the ability now to enable data deduplication on the volume itself. Again, very efficient data deduplication. Depending on workloads, you can see 50% reduction in the amount of data that I actually need to even put on the array. So now it's going through, creating the partition format and the volume. And generally, we'll have these clustered. You know, for the demo, I didn't actually bother putting the failover cluster. But if we did have a failover cluster, it would actually go out to that cluster, add the resource group and add it into whichever file share or cluster share I have out there. Right? So I don't have to go into failover cluster manager, pull in the storage, assign it, do all that. All that will happen right here through the resume.
I'm going to stop you again.
Sure.
From a partner perspective, now you said this is launched specifically for the partner ecosystem. Is this a one SKU product, or how does this work? How do they buy this product?
So it's a soft bundle, so they can go in and you can actually, you know, add additional capacity. You can change the disk types, right? But we have 7 base models that we have actually out there that you can just go select on the base model, and that'll be, you know, starting just at a single disk 7200 up to a 4-node 7400 with different pieces behind it. But you do have the ability to go in there and modify it, so it's not hard. It's not like an appliance bundle where you just order it and it shows up. You have the ability to go in through both Sales Builder as well as Watson. We have the templates in there that actually walk you through that. So significantly reduces trying to pull all the different pieces together.
And does this come racked in your environment?
You bet.
Rack, plug and play, ready to go.
And it's bundled with services as well. So you have the CNI services that are in there, and of course, you know, we have a bunch of different value add services that you can add to it. So again, we went through, we created all that storage, have it all presented out, all from here. We're just going to say, give me a new share. Select new share. We can do SMBs, we can do NFS as well. I'm just going to copy that, so this is going to be the path that my clients would connect to the share with. Again, you can go in and customize access control if I wanted to for the share. By leveraging the StoryEasy OS part of it, we can actually put good business value in how we manage the data that's out there through access control, audit policies. It fully integrates with your Active Directory, so it's not just a file share that's out there with people doing whatever they want on it and no control over. You now have full control over all that. Create, and then I'll go to a host, and this is just a VM that I have out there running on my server. And we'll just go map network drive. And voila. So that quick, we've created the storage from the array itself, presented it out, have it available to the host. And if I wasn't talking, that would have taken me a couple minutes, right? And even talking, it took me a couple minutes. And like I said, it's so easy. The CEOs here at GPC could do it.
Thanks, Michael.
You bet.
Thank you.